My daughter is getting married today, and I thought I'd do a little recording as mother of the bride. I'm sitting here with my three chihuahuas, waiting for everybody to descend on the house as she's going from here at 2:30. Lover, she's organised everything herself. She tried on her wedding dress for the last time 2 days ago to check it out to see if there were any alterations to be done. And she looked absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. I've cooked 2 huge lasagnas, and we're going to have lasagna and salad because she's not getting married at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and we're not eating until 7:30 in the evening. So we've warned all the guests, eat before you arrive, and I'm a little worried now that we're all going to be breathing garlicky breath on everybody, because my lasagnas are quite rich. My 2 other daughters are bridesmaids. My daughter's daughter, my granddaughter, is a little flower girl. We have 4 little children walking down the aisle, which should be quite interesting. We went for a rehearsal the day before yesterday, and there was mayhem to play in the church. They were running up and down the aisle, and I thought to myself, that's going to be quite interesting. Well, I'm sitting here thinking, I'm on my own. The house used to be full of children. I've got 4 children. It used to be full of kids asking, why? Can I go out? I'm bored. And here I am sitting, waiting for them all to arrive from all different parts of the country. My brother's just returned from Japan. My other brother's just come back from Melton Mowbray, where he lives. Everybody, Kiko's come from Japan too. Thalia's come from Spain. Mr. and Mrs. Blaine has come from France. I think it's a wonderful testimony to my daughter's loyalty to friends that all these people from her past have accepted the invitation to the wedding. Martin from Amsterdam. She keeps her friends. She's loyal, she's true, she's beautiful. And she's going to be a catch for her husband-to-be, Christopher. I wish them all the luck in the world. And I hope I don't cry today. That would be so embarrassing.